Hello, my imaginary friends. Simon here. It's Wednesday, the 15th of September 2010. This is my audio boo. I'm just putting the rubbish out at the moment. It's the end of the day, and kids are in bed, and the plastic bottles are almost overflowing this big container, and probably bouncing into the microphone. Andy's sound quality is horrendous as ever. He's clearly not taking any real care about where the microphone on his headset is. You can hear it bouncing around and crunching into his clothes or whatever. So I think, Andy, you could do a lot just by taking care of the microphone as you record your boos. But anyway, Andy's got this quest for Bluetooth headset, ideal headset thing for his iPhone, iPodding and audio booing pleasures. And yeah, he raises a good point, as did Acrobat, about the compatibility. So I think there is a slightly higher quality standard of Bluetooth that supports stereo, and I think that's partly the technological reason why they don't just support any old Bluetooth, because music should be stereo when it's on an iPhone. So I think that's their excuse. But I think it's clearly... I mean, I've got Visual Voicemail because I'm an O2 customer, and it's not an alternative to O2's voicemail. It is O2's voicemail. They've just, you know, it's got a visual interface to it, but it's the O2 voicemail system. So it's a shame they don't do that on Orange, but it sounds to me like that hack that you talked about is just an unhappy accident. It's not done deliberately by Apple. Apple, clearly, they've got the technology there. They could stream over Bluetooth the audio backwards and forwards to devices, but they choose not to. They choose to cripple the hardware. And I think it's just so they can make money. Because if you got into a world where Bluetooth stereo audio transfer was available for iPods and iPhones and iPod touches or whatever, then Apple wouldn't sell so many dock connectors. And every dock connector, you know, every base station speaker system, or every plug-in microphone system that Apple sell that plugs into the dock connector is a nice little royalty charge for them. They make a nice little earner on those dock connectors. And if Bluetooth was available, then they wouldn't be able to charge for that anymore. So they've deliberately locked it out. That's a cynical Apple commercialism, because they are a company, just like any other company. They want to make a profit. And that's a very good example of something where they've just locked down the technology and crippled what you can do with your iPhone, just so that they can make a little bit more money out of you. So there we go. Well, I'm going to now sit down with my wife. I'm going to have a cup of tea and have a slice of cake, the lovely cake that my wife made. Well, I assume it's lovely. I'll try it out and I'll let you know if it isn't lovely. And then we'll enjoy what's left of the evening and go get some much needed sleep, I think. Work is keeping me very busy. But a funny thing happened today, actually, at work. I actually got an apology from the client, which was bizarre. You know, one's used to sort of not getting even thank yous from the client. You just get complaints when things aren't working, but you don't get the thank you when it's fixed. But no, today you actually get an apology to say, oh, actually, we were wrong, you were right. That was a very... very novel. So, it does happen. So there we go. Right, toodle pip. Thanks for listening. Take care of yourselves, and I'll speak to you again.